Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 10 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I've got some things I want to talk to you about. I want to. Here's a quote that I think you'll like. It's just you and me, by the way, just for the next couple of segments, just the two of us. Here's the quote: "For time and the world do not stand still. Change is the law of life, and those who look only to the past or to the present are certain to miss the future." That's from John F. Kennedy. Was America's 35th president encouraging each of us to become a futurist? Some people dismiss that term, futurists, as pretentious and stuffy, but as a small business owner, holding that attitude will hold you back. Because as the CEO, being the futurist of your company is your most important assignment. To be a futurist, you don't need a fancy education, nor do you have to be a genius. Futurists aren't inspired by God, they're not clairvoyant, psychic, nor do they have ESP. But they do look at the world differently than everyone else. Futurists see things others don't, because they're looking for those things. Perhaps it will help to introduce the product of a futurist, which is foresight. A futurist's job is to deliver foresight to an audience. And as a small business futurist, your audience is made up of four groups that need to believe. You need them to believe in your vision for the future of your enterprise. Those four groups are family, employees, customers, and bankers, in that order. First, the family. Every small business is a family business. And family is first because you begin and end your day with them. Hearing your forecast for the future of the business is essential to their role as stakeholders, critics, and your safe harbors. Now, employees. They're next. Yes, they're before customers because they're an extension of you. If employees don't have access to the future you see, they'll manufacture their own interpretation, which sounds like each member of a choir singing a different song at the same time. And that's not the cacophony you want customers to hear. Followers are more productive when they see where the leader is taking them. Now for customers. Believe it or not, customers who patronize a small business really do want to know what you think about the future. Because by definition, your foresight incorporates your values with everything else. And your values are the main ingredient of the special sauce that makes customers choose you over Walmart or Amazon. And now, the last one, the last member of your audience, bankers. The lion's share of small business growth capital comes from a bank loan. And as I've said to you on this show a gazillion times, bankers are best when you minimize concern about where your business is going. Here's a picture is worth a thousand words tip that you'll thank me later for. Bankers always listen to your foresight story more productively while holding your 12-month cash flow projection. You've heard me say that many times before. Now, let's make foresight easier and less intimidating with this good news. You already have most of what you need to be a futurist of your company. You already have it. And whatever you lack are resources that you can acquire, anyone can acquire. Here are the major elements that will help you produce foresight for your business tomorrow, next year, and beyond. First is experience. Never underestimate the foresight value of past successes and failures. especially the failures. Every new day added to your business operating log makes you a better CEO futurist. Experience. Never underestimate the value of every new day. Next is knowledge. No one is more of an expert on your business than you. You are an expert. Claim that. Value it. And leverage that multifaceted knowledge base that's in your head into increasingly effective foresight. You can do it. It's in your head. Just turn it loose. Next is curiosity. Congratulations, because the only person more curious than a futurist is an entrepreneur. And since you're both of those, that makes you like a cat with 18 lives. Curiosity is arguably the most powerful trait of an entrepreneur. And when focused on foresight, it makes business easier, more fun, and more profitable. Next is pay attention. This is the first cousin of curiosity. It's your first nature to pay attention to what's happening inside your business every day. Make it your second nature to pay more attention to what's happening outside your four walls, especially with this next practice I'm going to tell you. And that's reading. Professional futurists call reading scanning. They call it scanning. Read everything you can get your hands on about your industry, your customers, and their industry, and the world around them and around you. Information from multiple sources will help you triangulate data points into the next element, which is implications. To a futurist, an implication is like a hammer and a nail to a carpenter. Contemplating implications allows you to forecast the full convergence of data points into that intersection called clarity. And clarity, you know what that sounds like? Aha! Also, eureka! Or maybe this. Tell me again how much net profit we just made. That's what clarity sounds like. Play the what-if implications game with your team. Do it on a regular basis. Get them together and play the what-if implications game. And to paraphrase your kindergarten teacher, there are no stupid what-if questions. Next is peer review. This is the forging crucible of any professional endeavor. Get outside of your four walls and road test your foresight with other CEO futurists and industry peers. And don't forget, some CEO customers can make awesome foresight peers. When I had my consulting company, in fact, even now, sometimes I go to my customers and ask for their advice. And they like that because it gets them invested in me. And last is intuition. This is the rare earth mineral of foresight. Born of success and failure, it's educated by experience and employed by curiosity, intuition. Once you learn how to trust your intuition, it evolves into the wisdom component of your foresight product. Everyone possesses some level of intuition, but CEO futurists learn how to develop and leverage theirs. Disruptions are coming at you faster every day. Coronavirus arrived on our lives at the speed of analog organic, but created digital disruptions traveling at the speed of light. Businesses that survive and thrive post-pandemic are those who are led by CEO futurists. In business, there are no good surprises, including the ones that turn out well. If you were surprised, even if it turns out well, that should scare you. As the futurist of your business, you'll avoid surprises by leading change instead of managing it. Lead change. Don't just manage it. Because remember, surprises are for birthdays. And this is business. Futurist Rashad Tabakawala said, "The future doesn't fit in the container of the past." As the CEO, it's your job to forecast and design the container in which your business will operate in the future. Let's let JFK wrap this one up. Those who look into the past or the present are certain to miss the future. I'm Jim Blessing. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.